Knowing the water needs of an almond tree. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Water is the biggest input in growing almonds and other tree crops, but there's lots to consider, especially with different soil types. Bill Brush is CEO with B&B Ag Consulting, based in Modesto.
So I've worked, like I said, with growers for a lot of years. And one of the grower I remember making the statement a long time ago, he says, I don't put anything in until I know whether I got a crop or not. And I always told him, well, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're not going to have the crop if you wait to find out if you've got, by that time, the pollination set, it's all taken place. And now all you're doing is worrying about next year. I've seen people in the past try to reduce their irrigation by up to, say, an acre foot per acre.
Bush says the problem with that is that there's been a lot of research regarding that cutting back on water.
Guess what? They found consistently that that number that I remember was over a 10-year period. The average yield reduction was 800 pounds per acre. And that's just from moving down from around 55 inches down to about 43 inches. 1 acre foot difference. The only difference that was done in the entire 10-year study was reduction of water. So you can see water has always been, I tell growers all the time, the guy that irrigates best is usually the winner in yield. It is the number one input. It's the number one by volume. It's the number one of importance. It's the number one. Water is everything.
For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.